Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Over the last few decades in the United States, there has been an increase and a decrease in the availability of sugary things and sugary drinks in schools. And you know, certainly I'm starting to see this, there's definitely been a rapid decrease. I mean, in the schools, they have vending machines, but they've removed sodas, but yeah, you can still get, you can actually still get things with high fructose corn syrup in them. It's just, you know, Gatorade or whatever. But there's been a big push in general to get have more healthy things available in schools because, well, let's face it, in the United States anyway, we're getting fatter and unhealthier, and I myself am a great example of that, with the old type 2 diabetes and everything, and it's just because the stuff's been more readily available, and sugar, you know, at least in the, you know, when you're talking about sugar that is in processed foods, especially like candy bars and soda and stuff like that, it's probably not that great for you. And even again, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or not high fructose corn syrup, it's still probably bad for you. Especially in the quantities that you're talking about. But the problem is that there's still this question of is high fructose corn syrup really a bad thing? And unfortunately, most of the science that's been done around it is funded by people with a vested interest in high fructose corn syrup remaining safe, or is using the FDA term grass, generally regarded as safe. It's different than regular sugar, right? Which it's refined. Right, high fructose corn syrup is also refined, but it ends up being rather than being crystallized like cane sugar, calling it corn sugar is kind of silly because it's a syrup. It's not really, you know, it's a sugar in the sense that it makes things sweet, but it's not crystallized, which is at least the U.S. definition of what sugar is. There's definitely a difference, right? Because I think sugary drinks have been around for a while. Maybe not as prevalent as they have been in the past, but they've always been there. But it seems like the last 3 decades or so, there's been an increase in it, and there's also been a change over to high fructose corn syrup, at least in the United States. And the science around it is, you know, again, there's debates around science, and that's the beautiful thing about science. And if anybody tells you that the science is in, maybe you should, that's the point of science, is to debate. But discussion for another time. Anyway, the idea here is there's definitely something different about high fructose corn syrup, and I can tell my own experience, right? Because over the last several years, I've been to Israel and I've had Coca-Cola over there, and then I'm talking about this is before I found out I had type 2 diabetes, so I wouldn't probably ever do this again. But having the Coke that they have in Israel, which is kosher, is not made from high fructose corn syrup, but it's made from cane sugar, and I can tell you that having some of that versus having the American version of high fructose corn syrup, there is a huge difference in how it affects my appetite, right? And honestly, when I have the stuff sweetened with sugar, I want to drink less of it, right? And whereas when I drink the stuff that's got high fructose corn syrup in it, maybe it doesn't, it's almost like drinking water, and it's so therefore I feel like I can have more of it. And at least from the studies that have been out there, there seems to be something to that, right? Is that fructose in general, right, suppresses the full signal in your brain, right? There's the chemically, it alters that in a way so that you have more than you perhaps should, right? And if high fructose corn syrup is in everything, and right, so that which has a side effect of removing the limiter in your brain that says, okay, maybe I've had enough, we know all sugar is bad, but when you remove the limiter in your brain that or inhibit the limiter in your brain that says I should stop eating this stuff, then that to me makes high fructose corn syrup much more dangerous than regular stuff. And of course, now the software soft drink companies and trying in some cases eliminating high fructose corn syrup and trying to be it's theoretically healthy or whatever. And let's be honest, added sugar, right? If it's not in fruit, right? Because fruit has sugar, but fruit also has a lot of other stuff that goes with it that makes it maybe not affect your blood sugar nearly as much, or do other things. And high amounts of processed refined sugar, regardless of its source, is probably not good for you. But let's be honest that high fructose corn syrup is not helping you to eat less sugar. So that is something. So I think that even though I understand the point that that sugar in general is bad. Let's give ourselves a fighting chance and let's not have the sugar that makes us want to eat more, right? Or inhibits the signals our body gives us to say maybe we should stop eating the stuff. So the science, we need to get science on this topic that's not that doesn't have interests in either what's the word I'm looking for? That has a financial interest one way or the other in the outcome of the science. This is a problem that we're starting to see more with science in general, is that there's the people that are funding it have a financial interest one way or the other. And honestly, that makes the science itself suspect. You need to have somebody else that's involved. That's a topic for a different day. But yes, sugar is bad. High fructose corn syrup is still perhaps, worse because at least from the science some of the science that's out there suggests it doesn't help us to eat less. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.